Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I've been sharing with you most of this week on the subject of pondering the path of our feet, where we're going in life, what we're doing. I've been sharing with you reasons, biblical reasons, why we should be considering the path of our feet. Life is short. The end of all things is at hand, we talked about yesterday. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. It's appointed unto man once to die. Enter not into the path of the wicked. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. There are just a number of reasons that I have shared with you earlier this week. There's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof their ways of death, and so on. Questions that it's good for us to consider, to think about, to ponder. The path of our feet. Where are we going? What am I doing in this life? What am I accomplishing for the Lord? Am I living for self? Am I serving the flesh? Or am I serving, is my life have evidence of the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Those are good questions for us to ask. Well, let me give you another reason why we should consider the path of our feet. The road that we're on. Are you sure you're on the right road? Reason number 8, Hebrews 9, verse 27 says this, "And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment." And that last part of that verse, that "but after this the judgment" is the part that I want. There is a day of judgment coming, folks, for every one of us. You will be there. I will be there. There's no getting around it. John the Revelator writes this in chapter 20, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." So with that knowledge, don't you think it's wisdom for us to ponder the path of our feet? Consider carefully where you will end up if you continue on the road that you're on. You are on a road now. You're either on the straight and narrow way or you're on the broad way, one of those two. There aren't three or four or five roads to choose from, folks. There's only two, the narrow way and the broad way. And remember, we have one life to live. We don't get another shot at it if we miss the mark. And that's serious. We don't get another shot at it. If we miss the mark, there are only two ways, and two ways to travel in this life. You're either on the straight and narrow way, or you're on the broad way. On the broad way, you can do whatever you want to do. On the broad way, you can go wherever you want to go. You can be your own boss. You can live how you want to live. You don't have to be accountable to anyone. On the broad way, you can wear whatever clothing floats your boat. You can listen to whatever kind of music you like. You can fix your hair however you want to. You can watch any movie you want to. You can be as cool as you want to be. You don't have to forgive anyone. On this broad way, you can yell and shout at anyone that crosses your path. You can hate anyone for as long as you want for any reason. You can hold as many grudges as you want to. There's no limit. You can chase after anything that your heart desires. You can do all of these things, folks, but the end of it all is death and hell. And by the way, most of the world is on the broad way. On the contrary, there is the narrow way. The Bible says, "Few there be that find it." On the narrow way, you will encounter and experience spiritual warfare. You will experience difficulties. You will experience being misunderstood, dying to self, living a sacrificial life, godly sorrow, praying through circumstances, fasting, weeping for others' needs, giving to those in need. Others will take advantage of you. On this straight and narrow way, you will be falsely accused. People will speak evil of you. You will be hated. In the midst of all these things, you will experience perfect peace and joy and love from God the Father. On the straight and narrow way, God's grace will be poured out onto your life as He gives you power and strength to walk through those difficult situations. On the straight and narrow way, you will experience victory in Jesus Christ, freedom from the chains of sin and serving yourself. On the straight and narrow way, the end of the road is everlasting life in the presence of God. The Bible says, very few travel this road. Folks, ponder the path of your feet. Which road are you on? You know which road you're on. Jesus is calling you to walk with Him on the narrow way. If you're not on that narrow way, why don't you join Him? What are you waiting for? Why gamble with your life and wait for another convenient time? I'll tell you what. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Don't put off getting on the right road. Now is the time to do it. Today is the day of salvation. Do not delay. We have no promise of tomorrow. Jesus is calling you. If you are not on the straight and narrow way, I plead with you, get your heart right with God. Get on the straight and narrow way. Ponder the path of your feet. You know which road you're on. You do. All of you hearing my voice, you know which road you're on. If you're on the right road now, if you're on the narrow way, God bless you. Continue to walk that way. Amen. If you're not on that road, if you are on the broad and wide way, I beg of you, change. Repent. Get your heart right with God. Don't put off getting on the right road. Today is the day of salvation. God bless you, and may you make wise choices in the days ahead.